This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. From war zones to shipping lanes, the ripple effects of geopolitical tension are reaching all the way back to Iowa's farm gates. Farmers aren't just watching world headlines for grain prices anymore. They're also seeing how conflicts, trade disputes, and policy shifts overseas are impacting the fertilizers, chemicals, and machinery parts they rely on to keep their operations running. Those global headwinds are reshaping both the markets for U.S. ag products and the supply chains that deliver the tools that produce them. We're going to talk with the folks at Nutrien about what they're seeing in their situation next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Rob Clayton is Senior Vice President of Retail Operations with Nutrien Ag Solutions, and he set an example of how global politics directly tied to the farm country can be found in the potash market. He noted the difference between the world's largest deposit in Saskatchewan versus the second largest deposit in Russia and the geopolitical differences between the two.
In fact, the world's largest deposit of potash right here in Saskatchewan, and the three major companies that are mining that are all doing it here in Saskatchewan, and there's scattered deposits of potash around the globe in other places. But other than in Russia and Belarus, that's the second largest. And we all know some of the political risks and geopolitical risks that come there. So it's really important that we've got a stable potash supply. It's really important we've got an economic potash supply. And I would give credit to the administration in, not having tariffs on potash right now that's going in, particularly to the U.S. farmer, at a time when the U.S. farmer can ill afford to have additional cost.
Clayton added that Nutrien Ag Solutions isn't tackling these challenges alone. He calls on their government affairs team, who's been working closely with other ag groups.
We've got a government affairs team that's been working with the Corn Growers Association, Soybean Growers Association, many associations, ARA and others, to make sure the administration understands the importance of potash to the North American grower. We've been successful just recently in getting potash on the critical minerals list. So, and as you're aware today, there isn't a tariff on potash as we sit today. So it's really important that we continue to inform the government, inform the administration of the plight of the farmer, I guess.
Clayton says that farmers now need to be equipped with the right tools to manage through these uncertain times, and he urges farmers to look at their input budget with a scalpel rather than with a machete.
I would advise our growers to get as close as they can to their crop advisor, whether that's a Nutrien Ag Solutions, and I'd love that to be a Nutrien Ag Solutions. We've got 4,000, I should say, crop advisors in the North American market. So I'd obviously love to have a Nutrien crop advisor but on farm. But if you can't, whoever your crop advisor is, there's a lot of innovation and technology that's available to these growers now that wasn't just a couple of seasons ago. So again, when I think about DNA testing in soil, we understand more about soil science than we ever have before. So I would just say to the growers, run towards some of this innovation, don't run away from it. And sometimes you get growers retreating when it comes to a tough economic time. My opinion is we've got to find a way to out-yield some of these low crop prices, because the worst thing you can do as a farmer is get a low price and a low yield.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.